Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
This is going to be a really good Thursday.
Oh, it's going to be the sweetest Thursday with you and all that snot.
This is my bag of cough drops.
I've been watching this situation brew all week long, and it looks like you're at...
DEFCON 4?
Yeah.
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 I'm hoping it's just a isolated, probably the change in the weather.
You don't sound bad. What's sitting across from you? You're like sneezy. You're
little watery eyes. It's exactly. A little puffy.
And you brought in the most cough drops I've ever seen a human attempt to consume.
It's an economy pack of cough drops.
Did you go to Costco or what? Like
this is Costco
Sam's?
Cough drops.
My goodness, that's the biggest bag of cough drops I've ever seen.
It actually appears to be like a grab bag of other cough drops we've had, and we just put them into one bag.
What?
Because I see a variety of flavors in this thing. It's not all the same thing.
Okay.
It's not all cool berry soothing, that's
this
for sure.
This has been tampered with.
There's some menthol in there. Yeah, you can smell that.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll just see. The throat, this is what was so weird. 2 weeks ago, I had that weird sore throat?
Yes.
And I went in, they're like, something's going to hit you. I'm like, when? They're like, we don't know, but this is what everybody's having right now. And then nothing happened. Nothing happened.
But they prophesied.
They did. That crystal ball that they use at the quick care.
The doctor's crystal ball.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You will eventually get a cold.
And now they're like, told ya.
Yes. And now I have to go back and have them read my palm to see what's going to happen next. I thought it was weird when the nurse...
Do you want to know or you want to just be surprised?
The nurse is like, I'm going to take your temperature and then we're going to do a tarot reading. I'm like, okay.
That's weird.
That's a little weird.
I've never had a doctor's visit like this before.
What does that mean?
It's kind of fun.
These are three cups upside down. What does that mean?
We got to get you like some sort of oil. I don't know. A talisman.
Do you think I need a crystal?
Mm-hmm.
Would that help?
Actually, yeah.
To ward off sick spirits?
Uh-huh.
Is that maybe what's happening right now? It's not just a natural cold. I'm actually... Am I possessed by something?
It could be more.
What's it going on? What do you know?
You got bad juju. That's what it is. Yeah, that's probably it.
There was a, not heads up, what's the flip side of a tails up penny outside?
You picked it up. Of course you did.
I had to look at it and then I
you
threw it.
All of this then.
Then I threw it back down. I'm like, I'm not touching that.
No, you touched it. So you
did
touched
touch it.
It.
I know.
Touched it. Yep.
I know.
This is on you, man. You asked for this.
Yeah, I got to have a cough drop now.
Never touch a tails up penny.
It was dark. I couldn't read it.
It wasn't worth it.
Oh, no.
He's paying
now
for
I'm
it.
Now I'm cursed for another 24 hours.
But the important thing is you're going to learn a lesson.
You think that's the best part of this?
I think I'm a silver lining, right?
Growth through pain?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
I'm an optimist. Glass half full. You're going to learn a lesson. It's going to be very painful, but you're going to learn a
great
lesson.
Great.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Happy for you.
Thank you. Happy for myself, I guess.
If you don't learn a lesson, you'll at least get some Z-sleaze today.
Can I offer one more piece of advice?
Sure.
If you go to a doctor's office and it says quick care, but it's in a tent and it looks like it's a circus, that was my first mistake.
That was a huge mistake.
I didn't go to a brick and mortar building. Mm. It looked temporary.
You went to a tent.
I think I went to a gypsy doctor.
I went to the doctor's tent.
Yeah, I clearly got swindled.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, this might be on you.
Yeah, I should have known better. Duh. My fault.
You'll live, you'll learn, you'll get better and stronger. Mark my words.
Okay, thank you.
And this is such good news for preteens, for teens. We made it happen, finally. Old school metal braces are cool.
Are cool.
Are cool.
The ones that you and I had.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The one, like, so my daughter, when she got her braces on, it's like, can I please get Invisalign, right? No. That was not an option, like, based on what she had going
right
on, you had to do the metal braces.
Hard and fast. Adhere those little brackets to your teeth and then put in wire. Then they had to clip the wire and make it
yes,
tight.
Yes, it's the only way we can fix it. You can get, you know, the colored rubber bands, make that look...
Customized.
A little bit.
Right.
Like something cool. But they are cool. They are officially cool.
Who deems it cool?
Well, there was an orthodontist in Tucson, Arizona. Tucson, Arizona.
Sorry.
Who said all of a sudden kids are starting to beg me for braces and
that don't need them?
Never had them. Instead of Invisalign.
Okay.
Like, hey, you have the option based on what your teeth are presenting right now. You could get Invisalign or you could get braces. The choice is yours. They're like, please, no, no, no. I don't want Invisalign. I want braces. He's like, it was weird. So he put it out there in a, I don't know, chat group of other orthodontists. Like, hey, are you guys seeing this?
They exist.
There's chat groups for everything out there. He found it. He found the chat.
What's the word?
A lot of people said yes. Another orthodontist in California agreed. He said it started a year ago that kids started getting excited.
Well, he's on the coast, right? That's where the trend starts.
Exactly. And it's this wave, so it's making its way to the Midwest now.
Working its way in.
Old school metal braces are cool.
I guess I'm happy that I feel like I had to go through that, so now this generation has to go through that.
And you were so embarrassed.
It was.
Like, ugh, I just can't. When do I get them off? When do I get them off?
I mean, you get them during junior high. Your body's changing.
Yep.
Hormones.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to put metal in your mouth and it's going to affect your smile for 3 years.
Ta-da.
And you have a problem with your personality? Your self-esteem's low? That's weird.
Oh, just wait. It's going to get so much worse. It's even to the point, Eric, where they have fake braces on Etsy.
Okay, it seemed like some kids want them who don't need them.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake braces?
Fake braces. However, they come with some risks. Infections, tooth damage, choking hazards.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, just be careful if you
consider what it is and where you're putting it. That's just good advice for everything.
Can you say that again?
Consider what it is.
What it is.
And where you're putting it.
That is how we live now.
May that be your mantra for Thursday.
Take that with you into your sweet Thursday.
Consider what it is and where you're putting it.
Where are you putting it?
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I have a report on my experiment yesterday.
Huh?
With Cedar Rapids Recycling.
Yeah.
If you recall, I didn't have a 5-gallon bucket. So I used my Marcus popcorn bucket from 2024.
Yeah, I don't know if that's valid.
Full of bottles. I had a bottle with a genie in it. I had a bottle with a message in it.
Wasn't it mostly cheese?
There were 4 pieces of glass in there. There was a beer bottle, a single beer bottle, 2 glass jars of Old English cheese spread.
How did you go through 2 glass jars?
We made Krabby's
cheese.
For those, you have the recipe. It's the Krabby recipe.
No, I know. But I'm like, wow, 2 of them.
We're set for 2025. They're all in the freezer. And then every once in a while, instead of making a cocktail, you can get the pre-made cocktails. And we had one of those that we finally finished off, and it's in a glass bottle.
Okay.
So 4 bottles in a squatty bucket.
Very squatty.
They took it.
Hey!
Yeah. But there's not a lot of surface area there. So, like, if we're doing a 2-bottle-of-wine weekend, I don't know. And those will be higher than the edge.
So are you going to make this the official glass bucket?
I'm going to start for now. It seems I'm just
Bold
all about
move,
solution.
Cotton.
Thank you.
Wow.
So I don't know if I just had a very generous recycling person that day.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, we'll take it. Typically, we don't. Or, because we have a pretty well, like, I'm very mindful of keeping the bins at certain distances apart.
Yes,
like I take a lot of pride in taking my trash out.
There's rules.
Yes. And I follow all of them. So hopefully we're seen as a good cooperating house.
Mm-hmm. Or did they let it slide this time?
That's what I'm wondering.
You've always played the rules, or I don't know.
I figure it's a bucket's a bucket, but I don't know if in the actual handbook it says it has to be 5-gallon or not. Like, can the glass not protrude, for example, right?
It's just bucket. I think I've seen like mop buckets that aren't quite 5-gallon.
So that's just a little bit bigger than my popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
But can I just make a suggestion to Marcus Theaters? 5-gallon popcorn bucket, please.
Now you're on to something.
5-gallon popcorn bucket at Marcus?
That is a movement I can get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, it's wisdom.
Wisdom, man.
5-gallon popcorn buckets. Like, that came out of your brain.
Sure did.
You're so wise.
Thank you.
And you gave me some really good counsel when it came to my new dog, Rex. Rex is such a sweet boy, but his issue is that he is a destroyer of things.
Yeah.
He does not like to have nice things. I have tried multiple times to give him a bed, and he has torn each and every dog bed that I have presented him with, which I thought that he enjoyed. He seems to like them, but they just get torn up. So you... You are the wise person.
Thank you.
Who told me, stop doing that. Don't. Just give him some towels.
Towels work, man. Old blankets and towels.
But Eric, I saw a really, really cute.
Don't.
It wasn't a dog bed. It was a dog mat.
Who cares?
It was so adorable. I bought it for little Rexy Roo. And of course, it did not go well. Shame on me. It was just a piece of foam, and it was covered in fur, so it almost looked like a rug, but it's a dog mat.
It looks like a rug to you. To the dog, it's a rabbit, and his job is to kill it.
I know. That's exactly what happened.
That's it.
There is foam everywhere, and
you can't.
Huge mess.
Yes.
Huge mess. I have got to accept that this is a dog that doesn't want a bed.
Just give him some towels.
He wants to
just
lay
give
on
him
the
a very light little piece of comfort. That's fine. He does not need a queen size. He does not need, you know, mattress
Why
support.
Can't he have style though? It was so stylish.
He's a dog.
It was so stylish.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
All right, get your brackets out because we are now moving into the free to take eight.
The free to take eight. The next round in our merch mayhem. Game one, we've got a heck of a matchup here. Koozies taking on Pizza Cutter.
Both are convenient, right? I like to keep my beer cold. I also do not like to eat an entire circle pizza. I like it to be in a triangle shape.
Let's be honest with ourselves. You would, but it's just more manageable.
I would also fold over a pizza and eat it, but
it is more manageable to cut it into pieces
with a pizza cutter. Those are the 1-9 seeds right now in Merch Mayhem and are free to take eight. So we are moving into this second round, and all we need you to do right now is vote by text line.
Yes, you can do have your say in this competition by texting Koozie or Pizza Cutter to 200-1029.
Trying to determine the most popular piece of merch, swag, freebie, tchotchke, whatever you want to call it, in our area by doing a bracket-style challenge. Koozies versus Pizza Cutter, who you voting for? Let us know by text. Just either text the word koozie or text the word pizza to 200-1029.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Wanting everybody to be weather aware. It is Severe Weather Awareness Week. And I was having a little trouble determining the best song for Hail and Wind.
Ooh, Hail and Wind Day?
Yeah. So my best thought, and check me on this, is hail are large objects that fall out of the sky. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, then this makes sense.
No.
Large objects that fall from the sky.
It's hailing men. Okay.
What do you need to know about hail?
What do
wind?
I need to know?
Well, they come from severe thunderstorms.
Yes.
Usually a severe thunderstorm is categorized as severe when it produces hail of an inch or larger and wind gusts over 58 miles per hour. At that level, plants, roofs, vehicles, property damage. Wind stronger than that, branches knock over trees or cause structural damages. Of course, you get in a softball-sized hail, and sometimes a wind can be over 100 miles per hour, and we're just talking severe thunderstorm. So take shelter indoors immediately. Use extra caution while driving. Check forecast updates and stay weather ready. Just good things to remember.
Absolutely.
For today's Severe Weather Day, as we are reminding you about hail and wind.
And men. Look out. If it starts raining men, we're in big trouble.
I don't have Severe Weather Men Day, so I don't know what to tell you there. You're on your own. Good luck, everybody. Linn County Mental Health Access Center adding a new program to help people with drug or alcohol addiction. Right now, they offer a sobering unit. So if a person's going through withdrawal, you don't want to go to the hospital, you can go to this place. The new addition would keep people longer, providing mental and physical health resources. They're going to add 2 beds, and there'll be a scheduled intake process. And eventually, they'd like to add more accessibility, but that was just announced yesterday from Linn County Mental Health Association. Let's wrap up the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. We've got the registration date for the 35th annual, especially for you, Race Against Breast Cancer, next Tuesday, April the 1st.
It's coming right up.
First day you can sign up. This year's race will be on Sunday, October the 5th. It was a record last year, 16,679 people took part last year.
I believe it was a super nice day.
I believe you're right.
It's so
weather
nice
cooperated.
When that happens.
And this thing's been growing. Like, all of that money goes into this fund that has supported over 14,000 people, getting 41,000 essential services for maybe early screening or detection or treatment. By the way, the t-shirt color has already been picked, and it's known as Scuba Blue.
Scuba Blue.
I think it's aqua myself, but it Scuba Blue.
A deep blue.
I feel like, take a look. Go to especiallyforyourace.org. It looks more aquamarine to me.
Hmm.
Just these gentle eyes.
Well, it's Scuba Blue is fun to say.
It is fun to say.
Yeah.
It's got it certainly could remind you of like the waters of the Caribbean. It's got that kind of azure look to it. Yes. So the t-shirts are available and picked, and registration officially kicks off on Tuesday, April the 1st for the 35th annual Especially For You Race Against Breast Cancer. That's got us feeling all right.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
Merch Mayhem, we're into the free to take eight, and we have two matchups today. The first one is officially in the books.
Yep, just called it Koozies versus Pizza Cutter. And to actually give us the results, we've got the commissioner of Merch Mayhem, Producer Ben.
Good morning.
Koozies, by the way, was our number one seed in our field of 16. It was the most responded item when we asked about you think of this merchandise giveaway stuff.
Number one, when you think of koozie. Free merch, you think koozies, apparently.
Will Koozie move on as the number one seed, or Pizza Cutter, which took out Ice Cream Scoop just a couple days ago? Commissioner Ben, who takes this particular round to move on to the freebie four?
They're both very useful.
They are.
But it's going to be the Pizza Cutter.
Koozies is knocked out!
Koozies, the first round! Oh my goodness! Oh my
Pizza
goodness.
Cutter!
Pizza Cutter, a Cinderella story, a nobody out of nowhere coming down, taking out the number one seed.
Slice it and dicing its way into the freebie four. Pizza Cutter will take on the winner of Lip Balm versus Tote Bag, which comes up after 8 o'clock this morning. Don't miss it.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
I want to begin Z's Sleaze with a question for you, Dance and Eric Hansen.
Present.
I'm going to start by talking Marvel because yesterday Marvel released a 5.5-hour video that reveals the cast of the next Avengers movie, Avengers Doomsday.
Yes.
Did you watch all 5.5 hours?
I did not know there was a release video. I didn't even know they were announcing that. I think that was a surprise to Nerd World.
Surprise, nerds.
But I do have a habit now of getting home and going to YouTube and going to one of my favorite nerd sites.
He just happened to have 5.5 hours.
And they were running a real-time reaction to the cast announcement, at which point then I learned it was a 5.5-hour event.
5.5 hours.
Here's what happened.
And I will tell you in less than a minute.
Here's what happened, though, in the 5.5 hours. I don't know what the math is, but they announced like 30 people yesterday.
Yeah. 30. Tons of names.
So every so many minutes, a person would just walk out and would set down another director's chair with the actor's name on the back.
The actor's name on the back of the chair.
And the very last chair was Robert Downey Jr. and he was sitting in it.
Yeah.
This is what we've been waiting for, Claire, because the Marvel Universe is going to collide with the X-Men Universe in a movie.
Because the MCU, which Disney and Fox own, now includes X-Men, which we're getting Patrick Stewart as Professor X, Ian McKellen, James Marsden,
Magneto as Cyclops.
Rebecca Romijn as Mystique,
yes,
Alan Cumming as Nightcrawler,
yes,
and Kelsey Grammer as Beast. Channing Tatum's Gambit is back from Deadpool and Wolverine,
correct?
Sadly, I don't have official confirmation if Deadpool or Wolverine will be in there, but you could always dream, nerds.
Most of the conversation on the nerd channel I was watching was, this isn't the full list.
No.
This
could possibly be.
Is the biggest appetizer platter you've ever had. But, these guys are brilliant in their own right. Their point being, at Comic-Con, you got to save something right in the tank.
Yeah.
So there'll be a trailer or another announcement at Comic-Con.
There'll be more people.
Adding more, because there's some interesting people that like aren't even on the list.
Exactly.
Like none of the Guardians of the Galaxy, nerdy, but like there's not a lot of space people on the list.
Where are the space people?
Doctor Strange isn't on the list.
Mm-hmm.
So we wait Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, isn't on the list.
The Hulk is not on the list. Chris Evans, the original Captain America, not on the list.
And there's been rumors he was going to be in the movie. So
what about Spider-Man? So probably more to come, but like 30 names announced as part of the next Avengers movie, the Fantastic Four, which comes out this July. And
we got some Thunderbolts in there.
There's plenty of time to wait to hear more because Avengers Doomsday comes out May of 2026.
Directed by Iowa's own Russo Brothers.
Ah, congratulations, Russo Brothers. You got us with a cast. That is a massive cast.
I know.
Phew.
They'll pull it off.
They'll do it. Okay, we finally got our first look at a movie we've been talking about since 2021, Eric, and I don't think we probably would have had the tragedy that took place on the set of Rust not happened. But Alec Baldwin's Rust film is here. We got the first look at the trailer.
Can I just say it's a lot of horses and guns?
It's a lot. It's a Western.
It's a Western.
It's an indie film Western.
We both watched it. Could you describe the plot? Because I can't.
I cannot, but I got it broken down by somebody who
Based
knows.
Based on the trailer, I have no idea what's happening.
It's 1880s Kansas, and a recently orphaned Lucas McAllister accidentally kills a rancher and is sentenced to hang. Didn't get that plot point at all.
Why didn't you just tell me that at the beginning? Now I'm interested.
Exactly. In a twist of fate, Harlan Rust, played by Alec Baldwin, breaks out of jail and they go on the run towards Mexico. But while they're on the run, a very determined U.S. Marshal and a ruthless bounty hunter named Preacher are on their tail.
Did I see Chris Pratt in this thing?
No, I think you saw Josh Hopkins.
That looks like Chris Pratt?
Looks a lot like Chris Pratt.
And I'll tell you, this voice right here, isn't that Tommy Lee Jones?
No. No.
It's not?
No.
Is the only name in this movie, what's his face?
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
There's also a very familiar looking woman. I should have looked up her name, but I don't. You've seen her before.
Okay.
But it comes to the world. Limited theatrical release May 2nd. Limited. But this has been something we've been talking about for years, and I'm not sure I understand it still. But
I mean, it's shrouded, though, right? You're always going to have the fact that somebody died on set.
That's always going to be hanging over
that. That was technically shot by Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Allegedly? I don't know if I have to say that part.
Huge tragedy. Filming on the final season of The Handmaid's Tale wrapped up, and Elizabeth Moss is the star of the show. She, of course, I think is within her rights to ask for a souvenir from the set.
You got
to
take like that headpiece thing they
the
wore.
The red cloak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the red cloak.
Something like that. Well, she thought, this is a little weird, but she thought she'd ask for her character's underwear.
That is a little weird.
Because they had to wear these specific undergarments and it was specifically designed for her. Like, nobody else can wear Elizabeth Moss's special Handmaid's Tale underwear except Elizabeth Moss.
Handmade Handmaid's Tale underwear.
Exactly. Well, she said that she could not take her own underwear because somebody on staff actually submitted a written request to take them at the end of filming. So she doesn't know who it was, but a coworker stole her underwear.
One person gets that. The costume designer. That's it.
I hope it was the costume designer.
That's the only person that should be authorized to say, you know what? I get it because I made it.
She doesn't know, and she doesn't know if she wants to know because she's like, I work with these people.
That's a little icky.
I don't think I want to know who is the person who wanted my underwear.
And I also didn't know there was a process that you just got to like, oh, dibs because I wrote it on a piece of paper.
I didn't know there was a written request, but that's kind of cool. That's a great way to call dibs.
Yes.
Smart.
Hey, I'll take the Batmobile. Dibs.
Dibs.
I wrote it down.
I submitted a written request. I have dibs, you guys.
And I have this lightsaber. I was just in this movie. I wrote it down. Dibs.
Official dibs. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Where did this whole idea of merch mayhem come from?
It came from my bad back. I have been rotating through a number of free merch ice packs to soothe my aching back. And I started getting so attached to them. Like, oh, this is my number one. Like, I was seeding them in my own head. Like,
but you were grabbing it based on the logo, right?
Yeah.
Like, I knew that one is from this vendor.
Right.
And that's, you remember it because there's a logo on top of it.
It has the logo. I call them by name. I will tell my children to bring me the ice pack that has this logo on it. I mean, I got really into my free merch ice packs.
It shows you the power of promotional items,
yeah,
does it not?
It really does. And what makes it a good promotional item? How have these been in my household for so long?
Some of it's utility. Some of it's memory. Some of it is functionality.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is uniqueness. For example, Pizza Cutter has now won 2 matches in a row, and we're waiting to find out if Pizza Cutter is going to face Lip Balm or Tote Bag in the freebie four. But right now, we need people to continue voting for Lip Balm or Tote Bag as part of the free to take 8.
Yeah, that's our current matchup right now. Lip Balm taking on Tote Bag. A real kind of David and Goliath story here. However, both very versatile in the fact that you probably want a lot of them and you want them in various places, right?
They both work well when you have volume. Because they come in different flavors if it's lip balm. They come in different sizes if they're tote bags.
Different
and they
colors.
Both have very specific purposes.
Tote bag could have some sort of catchy saying or expression on it.
It could be one of those collapsible ones. It could be a nice cloth one.
Ooh.
And you're like, check out the nice tote bag I got, right?
Exactly.
It's a little bit of a status symbol.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for each of these competitors. And there's only going to be one of them emerging from this slobber knocker.
Both very portable. One could be in a pocket, one around your arm.
You could have them both in the car.
Always in the car.
A great spot for both.
Works out really well. Okay, how do you vote? It's very simple. It's a text-in vote. So Commissioner Ben, Merch Mayhem Commissioner,
yeah,
is monitoring the phone lines, the text line at 200-1029, and he's letting us know that we're into the final minutes.
Okay, the final minutes of this matchup, lip balm versus tote bag. Who do you got? Text one of those, lip balm or tote bag, to 200-1029.
And we cannot let you forget that we still have more tomorrow. Travel tumbler versus clip chip, magnetic clip chip.
Whew.
Water bottle taking on the ever-popular free pen.
Is this pen free?
Are these pens free?
you always want a free pen, right? Gonna see those interesting matchups go down tomorrow morning.
Merch Mayhem continues all week long. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
A fascinating case presented in this radio court of law today. Jury in a Hurry on behalf of Amanda and Ryan. They are a couple of pizza lovers, and apparently not great sharers, but I think they have presented the court with a very interesting case.
Please present the evidence.
Here's what happened. Two of them go out to eat. They have a pizza, and they decide to split it. It's all the same toppings, all the same everything. The pizza is cut into 8 slices. Husband eats 4 slices. Wife eats 2 slices and asks for the remaining 2 slices to be boxed up to take home. Once they get home, the leftovers go in the fridge. At that point, who do those leftover pizza slices belong to? Wife says they belong to her. She only had 2 slices. The remaining 2 slices are hers. Husband says it's fair game. Once they enter the fridge, it becomes communal property.
Thank you, Ryan.
What say you?
Thank you, Amanda. Dancer Eric Hansen is taking the side of the husband, Ryan. That, my friend, is communal pizza.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How so?
Well, let's start with this. It was a communal pizza when he had it at the restaurant. He just happened to have 4 slices.
Oh, come on.
The math just seems to work in Amanda's favor, but those are not Amanda's slices. I'm presuming they're a married couple. And when you look each other in the eyes and you vow, for better or for worse, and you're going to share your life together, that means that you are sharing everything. And the moment that food
really
goes into the fridge,
really,
it becomes shared communal property.
Oh, really?
And he's actually doing a service by eating those slices, because we all have leftovers in our fridge that stay way too long. So Amanda should be thanking Ryan for eating those 2 pieces of pizza.
Oh!
And not accusing him of stealing hers. Amanda, you gave up the property rights to the pizza the moment that thing went into the fridge. Actually,
no.
Technically weren't yours to begin
no.
with. The pizza was for both of you when you ordered it at the restaurant, and it remains for both of you. He just happened to eat the other two slices before you. They were in the fridge. You're not at work. You're not in an apartment where you have to put your food name on your food because, like, don't touch my, that's my milk. You can't have that.
Come
no,
on.
You guys are a couple. You're one. Amanda and Ryan, you're one person. That food is to be shared. This is 100% Ryan's food. Fair game.
No, no, no. I am not going to let you do that to Amanda. I am on team wife. These pizza slices belong to her. It's simple math. Shall we walk through it again? They went, two people split a pizza with eight slices. He had four, she had two, and then she asked for them to be boxed up. Those are her slices of pizza. When they got married, they decided to share a life together. It means sharing pizza too. And you, sir, have to share the pizza. Minimum, you need to check with her. Never assume that those are your pizzas, that is communal pizza, because when you assume, do I need to finish?
When you assume, you get to have two more pieces of pizza.
No,
that's
no,
how it always goes.
No, no, never assume. Also, just because Amanda exercised self-control here, why should she be punished for delaying gratification on finishing her final two pieces of pizza?
I will acknowledge that Ryan, four pizzas, my friend.
Dude.
Good job. You, whoa.
You almost finished the entire pizza.
Whoa.
Dog, that is a lot of pizza.
Dog.
My dog. I'm just saying, that is a lot of pizza. She should not be punished for your lack of self-control. Okay?
Ryan's hungry. Ryan puts in an eight-hour day.
I guarantee you, after eating almost an entire pizza, Ryan's not hungry.
I bet he's still hungry.
He is not still hungry.
I have had food before.
He is a glutton for punishment.
I've immediately had more food afterwards. It just happens.
Okay, well, turn the receptor in your brain on. Turn all of your brain on, because those pieces of pizza belong to the wife. We rest.
Okay, the phone lines, 200-1029. Your choices are, pizza is fair game. That is my argument.
Or are those pieces of pizza belonging to wife Amanda? That is my argument.
Let us know what you think, and we will report back to Amanda and Ryan the results of this jury. You are going to make the decision. Phone lines are open right now. Who are you voting for? 200-1029.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, jury in a hurry. Pizza in the fridge. Fair game or wife only?
What do you think?
Fair game.
Fair game.
Oh,
thank
no.
you. Hey, juror, pizza in the fridge. Is it for the wife or fair game?
It's for the wife unless it's in there for more than 2 days.
I'm taking wife.
I heard
I'm
wife.
I'm taking wife.
I'll give you wife.
Thank
Although
you.
She did put a condition, like
she
if it's there for a while.
She did put a condition on there.
Okay, leftover pizza in the fridge based on this particular scenario. Fair game or belongs to the wife?
Belongs to the wife.
It belongs to
Back
the wife.
Back to the wife on
as
the Claire
it does.
Column.
Thank you.
Jury in a hurry, pizza in the fridge after they split it at the restaurant. Belongs to the wife or fair game?
The wife.
The wife, obviously. Why are we even having this conversation?
There's a little attitude in that voice.
I know.
Did you hear that?
It's a lot of wives, too. You hear that?
I do. Jury in a hurry, leftover pizza based on what we told you belongs to anybody. Is it fair game or for the wife?
It's definitely fair game.
Definitely fair
Whoa.
Game. Definitely fair game. Thank you, caller. Jury in a hurry, leftover pizza, fair game or belongs to the wife?
It belongs to the wife.
Another one for
yeah,
the wife.
Naturally, it belongs to the wife.
Okay, we go back to the phones. It appears a 4-2 lead. Is that what you're
Correct,
saying,
sir.
Counselor? Okay, juror, thank you for holding on. That leftover pizza in the fridge, does it belong to, it's fair game? Anybody can have it or just for the wife?
Just for the wife.
Just
for
the
wife.
Wife. That's all. Yep, it's her pizza.
I got to get a couple more votes here to get this closer. We'll try this one here. Hi, jury in a hurry, leftover pizza, fair game or does it belong to the wife?
I think it's fair game.
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, looks like somebody's got a little late surge.
Leftover pizza, based on the story we told, does it belong to the wife or is it fair game?
The wife.
The
wife.
Wife.
Thank you very much, juror.
I can't tell. Is that a... You're at six now,
that
is that right?
That is six. I need one more, sir.
Oh.
That is all I need.
Jury in a hurry, leftover pizza, based on the story of Amanda and Ryan. Fair game or does it belong to Amanda?
I'm going to have to go with fair game. The
Yay!
Wife needs to eat the leftovers.
Oh, Thank you, caller.
Okay, dramatic turn of events here. That's fine.
Jury in a hurry, leftover pizza. The case of Amanda versus Ryan. Does it belong to the wife or is it fair game?
I believe it's fair game because you go to the restaurant to eat together and everybody gets full together and then it's fair game.
It's about togetherness.
Okay, well, I didn't need more argument on that side of things. Come on, jury
in a hurry. I moved in. Now you're up by one.
Why one? By one, but it is still probably my game. All we need is a couple of jurors.
Probably my game.
Set this straight. It's probably my game. Let's just assume. Do you want to just assume the fact that the...
No. All right, thanks for holding. Jury in a hurry, leftover pizza, the case of Amanda and Ryan. Is it fair game or does the wife get it?
The wife gets it.
That's the one
Claire needed.
That's all I needed too. Here, thank you. Juror, thank you. Justice, thank you. Pizza. Pizza.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Intensity in this room right now. Oh my goodness. Merch mayhem.
I don't know how or why, Claire, but you are oddly emotionally invested in each one of these matchups.
Dude.
Why?
Because I love free stuff.
Is that it?
Yeah. I think that it's very interesting, the freebies, the swag that make their way into our homes and become part of the fabric of our lives.
Or goes in the junk drawer.
Or what gets tossed away immediately.
I get really excited about the free stuff and then I just forget all about it.
Some things, but some things like become very important. I just put another magnetic chip clip on the fridge yesterday.
I just used one of those chip clips to put up something that I didn't want to forget.
Well, wait a...
So there's functionality.
Yes, yes.
And I'll be going to the store later today and I have a tote bag in the back of my car, for example, right?
Exactly. So usable, so portable, but what is the best? If you could only have one of those free merch items, what are the best ones?
Well, we're eventually going to get there. The actual championship round is going to come up on Tuesday. But just like a bracket-style basketball competition, we started with 16, the swag 16.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the free-to-take 8. Two matchups today, two matchups tomorrow.
And then we will enter the freebie 4.
We'll be doing that coming up on Monday. Through these first couple rounds, though, just like the games are kind of on like TV stations, you don't know how to find them.
Yeah.
We're doing the voting by way of text.
Exactly.
We'll move it over to Facebook soon. But for now, it's voting by text. Commissioner Ben in charge of the text line, and we are ready to declare a winner?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Commish.
Tote bag was your number 4 seed. Lip balm, which beat out sunglasses, by the way.
That strong competitor.
At a number 12 seed, do we have an upset like we had this morning with Pizza Cutter and Koozies? Commissioner Ben, who is the winner in the second round of the free-to-take 8? Is it tote bag or is it lip balm?
Tote bag.
Tote bag! Tote bag! Wow! So sorry, lip balm. Oh my goodness, tote bag advances to the freebie 4.
Oh, they're crying over there.
Oh.
Lip balm is crying.
Lip balm. Oh, it's
We're
okay.
We're so sorry, buddy.
There's always next year. You can rebuild.
Just don't melt between now and then.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're melting.
No!
They're so sad, they're melting.
No!
All right. Tote bag taking on Pizza Cutter in the freebie 4. That will be one of our matchups coming up on Monday.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.